I'm Eric Hartley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now on behalf of Meritor, John Seidel. John, how are you? Good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, too. I'm doing fantastic today.
Give us some background, your experience. You've had experience with as a state trooper in the great state of Wisconsin, also with the FMCSA and FAA. Tell us about those roles.
Well, for about 12 years, I was a motor carrier inspector with the Wisconsin State Patrol. I really enjoyed that time just because I got to interact with the drivers on a daily basis, understand their needs. And when you understand their needs, you see where the truck driver's coming from. Obstacles they face, barriers they have. And then I left the Wisconsin State Patrol and became an investigator at FMCSA. That's where we take the CSA scores and complaints or any other high-profile events and do interventions at companies to see if they're compliant overall, including vehicle maintenance. Now I'm a transportation consultant working for Meritor directly, and we have a really good initiative going on that we can discuss.
In fact, let's talk about that. It's called CYA for CSA. CYA, cover your assets. Tell us about this initiative and why it's so important.
Meritor identified a gap in safety that they felt they really wanted to proactively address. They manufacture brake linings, brake parts, securement systems, and they sell them through their distribution channels where the end user, the motor carrier, or the companies buy from distribution channels. Well, Meritor wants to bridge that gap through a website called MeritorCYA.com, cover your assets. And what we've done on that website, which is very interesting, is we've made a four-part video series where we talk about CSA. We break it down with brakes, tires, other violations, load securement, and we have a CSA overview, which is very interesting.
Yeah, because it's important. In a CSA world, drivers have to be concerned about those components, and obviously Meritor supplies a lot of those components to these operations. So walk us through here as this educational process rolls out from Meritor. What are these fleets and end users learning here?
Well, on the website, MeritorCYA.com, we have, like I said, four different videos. They're about 6 to 8 minutes each. They're not all-encompassing of everything you'd need to know in the regulations, but it's a very good overview. And I just suggest everybody go to the website and check them out. One in particular I think is very interesting is CSA. It breaks down CSA and how the point structure works. You can talk about the multiplier with the point structure, the peer groups,
right,
how carriers are compared against each other. It's a general overview, but it really gives you a good insight as to what could cause an intervention from the federal government.
Right. And I think a lot of drivers, and maybe you folks at Meritor are finding this out, a lot of drivers maybe don't know all of the, or maybe aren't pairing CSA with all of the different components of their trucks and how those components or maybe the wear and tear of those components could basically now affect as a carrier their CSA score, right? Do you think it's still an educational process that we're dealing with in that regard?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have gone past the old safe stat.
Yeah.
You know, that might be a term people haven't heard in a while, but the safe stat rules, they only counted out-of-service violations towards the scoring system for carriers.
Mm-hmm.
Now all violations are covered to some level. One issue that people don't understand is citations or warnings are treated the same within the CSA system.
Right, yeah, because you think that, okay, it will only be if I get into something, you know, an accident or only get ticketed. But if it's noted during a warning, that goes to your CSA score as a carrier.
Yes, and it has the same CSA score allotment with the same multiplier given the time frame in which the violation occurred. Ticket or no ticket, out of service or not, it affects your CSA score. High CSA scores correlate to government interventions.
Right.
If you want to do your business and run efficiently and have a good operation, you have to control these CSA scores. And understanding how those CSA system works and the methodology behind it is key to that.
Right. And for Meritor, it's not just about, obviously, being the supplier of many of these components. It's really about being part of a bigger part of this educational process overall, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, I would use the word safety culture.
Yeah.
I've been to many companies, and many companies don't have the safety culture that they need in place. And FMCSA has something called the safety management cycle. During the closeout of every review, you're supposed to take the safety management cycle and explain to the motor carrier where their breakdowns are in their safety culture.
Right.
Meritor wants to take that model and take it one step forward with MeritorCYA.com, cover your assets, and they want to make sure that carriers have a better understanding of where they're going. And then through this initiative with me and Meritor, mentor, we're really forming presentations, marketing things like this, you know, discussions on the radio to try to get this safety culture message out.
Right. And it's, are you finding in terms of the fleets, that you are interacting with that, they're becoming more aware of those components, each of those components on the trucks and the job? Because really isn't that the underlying purpose of CSA putting it into place to make sure, okay, let's make sure that the trucks that are going to be out there are compliant and that they're solid and that the components that are supposed to be working on those trucks are working?
I would say that's 100%. When you talked about what my experiences are, one thing I would just challenge your listeners to understand is there's something called the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations. Those are the regulations that guide vehicle equipment and hours of service, drug testing, speeding, load securement, all those different facets. Now, that Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulation outlines what's in violation. Many people don't realize that there is a CVSA, Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance, out-of-service criteria booklet that is also published every April for purchase at CVSA.org. That book outlines when those violations that are discovered place the vehicle out of service, or the driver for that matter. And there are extra CSA points allotted for out-of-service conditions. Been to many maintenance garages and many shops where that CVSA out-of-service criteria booklet isn't anywhere to be found. And officers in their squad cars, when they pull you over, they certainly have those books available.
Right. Yeah. If you look at this as the fleets that are out there operating right now, Are we better as a result of CSA? Are we better about maintenance, you think, based on your knowledge?
Well, what I would say is if you go back to the old SafeStat, SafeStat only accounted for violations that were an out-of-service nature, making you either SafeStat A or SafeStat B.
Right.
When they got rid of that system, they now count all violations. So in reality, prior to CSA, companies, I'm not saying they didn't care about the other violations, but they certainly did not look at all the violations that could be part of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations too hard to make sure that everything is compliant because it wasn't part of the scoring system.
It was more of a pass-fail kind of situation, wasn't it?
Well, I wouldn't call it a pass-fail. It's just that that CVSA out-of-service book, if it didn't outline that violation that was found as being out of service,
it wasn't
then
a concern.
It didn't adversely affect the SafeStat A and SafeStat B levels that would get you a compliance review.
Okay.
Now under CSA, all those violations that never counted towards the scoring system are an integral part of CSA.
Yeah.
And every violation matters, warning or ticket.
Yeah. Again, the website is
MeritorCYA.com. Challenge you to go look at it. The four-part video series is good. Plus, they have a lot of other information on there regarding their parts, initiatives they're doing. They have a device called the Simple Check, which is very interesting. You put it on your air brakes. You actually put it on the push rod, and you apply the brakes, and it'll show the distance of the push rod movement using Simple Check.
Yeah.
Very neat device.
You know, John, some great information here. Thank you so much. We want to send more people to the website, and we appreciate you being on today. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.